It's the breakfast show. It's 13 minutes past nine. That was Dua Lipa. And today we have Alessandra Patti with us again. She's the founder of Find Your Way Coaching. She's a professional trainer and consultant for mental well-being and communication in the workplace. And today with Alessandra, we are talking about belonging and celebration to make us feel more resilient. So Alessandra, first of all, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
So how would you define a sense of belonging, and why is it so important for life, but also particularly for resilience?
Yeah, well, you know, a sense of belonging, first of all, is this feeling that I feel we all feel every day, Kat, right? The feeling of being part of something, part of a community, of a group, and being accepted also by that group. Let it be the workplace, let it be our friends and family. And it's quite crucial for resilience, because when we feel as human beings that we belong, we have that feeling of support system to lean on during tough times, right? Mm. We feel like we can bounce back much easier from challenges, from setbacks, because it's really that support system. Perhaps as an expat, you have felt it as well here in Switzerland, but in general, in any country, that feeling that, where am I from, right? Sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
Like you don't fully belong, or
yeah. So what about celebration then? How does that tie into being more resilient?
Well, I think that celebration is an often overlooked like aspect of resilience, right? When we celebrate our successes, either big or small, we reinforce those positive emotions, that we felt during that particular celebration. And we build confidence in our abilities to overcome obstacles. It's really like a fuel to our resilience tank to keep us motivated. And I don't think that people celebrate enough sometimes, because there are baby steps that we do every day that really they get overlooked. And sometimes if we stop and remember them, then it's so good for our mental health.
Yeah, I can imagine that sort of just you sometimes think, well, I don't have time to stop and celebrate that little win. I'm so busy. I just need to keep going. So I'm on to the next thing. That thing went well, whether it's something in your work or something that went to plan, someone's birthday that you organized. Okay, great. Okay, that's done. You don't almost have time to like celebrate the little wins that you have. Like, yeah, I did a good thing. I did that. Yeah. You just sort of think, right, on to the next. We're just so busy. So can you share any examples then in your work perhaps, or even you personally, but how belonging and celebration can impact resilience? Have you got any examples of that?
Yeah, for sure. For example, last year, I became a Swiss citizen, and it made me feel more belonging. Thank you so much. It made me feel really belonging to the country, that I could vote, that I could make decisions, that I was part of something. And then there didn't used to be a celebration in Zurich for that, where I live. And actually there was this year, and I felt really great because the governor said, it's a compliment to Switzerland that you are a citizen, right? So not only you belong, and now we're going to celebrate. And that was so good for my self-esteem. I felt so pumped and boosted by that. So for me, it's the most typical example is really from my personal experience.
Okay. And I guess it's important to celebrate yourself, because sometimes you can't get that from others, or you shouldn't depend on getting that kind of external validation in that way. So celebrating ourselves sometimes is just a really good way to like bring that in. Thank you for sharing such a personal experience to you. What
of
would
course.
You advise to our listeners who may want to start cultivating that more of a sense of belonging? That can be important, but also maybe inspiration to incorporate a bit of celebration in their lives.
Sure. So first of all, as I always say, when I'm on radio with you, baby steps, be present with your friends, family, and colleagues. Don't just look at your phone. Just be present when we are with people, right? So we feel that we're more part of something. And celebrating is just, don't wait for a big achievement to celebrate. Today, you drank more than 2 liters of water, or you did your nails, or you went for a walk. Just acknowledge that step before you move on to the next chapter, and see how that feels for your self-esteem and mental health. I recommend it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, Alessandra, thanks for the top tips. Thank you for the healthy reminders sometimes. That's Alessandra Patti, their founder of Find Your Way Coaching, talking about belonging and celebration. We should all bring a little bit into our lives. And you know what? A great way to do it is just to message in and tell me what your recent wins may be. Something that you want to celebrate so I can announce it on the radio. You can message in. That's totally fine. 022-575-3010 on the WhatsApp. Let's celebrate your wins. And if you want to send this on to anyone else as a podcast, it will be up on our website a little later today at worldradio.ch/listen again. Time to celebrate, Alessandra. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.